This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, well, not Wayne Allyn Root one more time. You've got one more night with Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, but you will get a taste. I don't know if that's the right word. You will get a segment. You will hear, at least, Wayne in the third hour of the program, and he is up. He feels good. He's moving around, and we're going to talk to him, like I said, in the third hour of the program. So my name is Lee Elsie, and I've got the wonderful, dubious honor of being able to fill in for Wayne Allyn Root on the USA Radio Network. Whenever they call upon me, I rush to my studio here in Connecticut, right smack dab in the middle of New York and Boston, out here in the middle of nowhere, really in the woods. But long and short of it is I love doing it, so we love being part of this whole USA Radio Network. It's a lot of fun. Our number is 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. And here's the deal. So tonight we'll talk about some different things. I might even throw a couple of personal stories. I started to tell a story today on my morning show here in Connecticut, and I never finished it because other things started happening. But I might share like a thespian acting story with you in one of the hours here tonight. So stick around for that if anybody's interested in that. I had a couple of really neat experiences as an actor, and maybe I'll share one if we have time somewhere along the line tonight. But I know, here's the deal. I understand that everyone wants to talk, or maybe everyone's getting sick of this story, and it's on every show except MSNBC, and I'll explain that in a second, but it's on every radio show, it's on every television show, it's everywhere all the time, and that's the Jussie Smollett story. So, you know, we'll talk about it here for the first at least half hour, and then if you guys want to bring it up somewhere along the line during the course of the show tonight. It's a Friday night. Maybe you're out and about. Maybe you're, you know, on your way to dinner somewhere, and you say, "Well, let's talk about Jussie Smollett." Well, okay, fine. We can do that. Absolutely, 100%. But I know it's sort of getting to that point where it's Jussie overload, right? So I think that actual spot is actually arriving very, very soon. But there are some things surrounding this story that I did want to talk about a little bit, and maybe do a one more once over before at least I let it fade into oblivion for the immediate future. But what I ran across today looking through some of the stuff was this story that Fox News put out there about MSNBC. And, you know, you take it for what it is, but there's a lot of truth behind the story. And it's, listen, the news of the empire, Jussie Smollett being accused of orchestrating the fake hate crime has dominated the news, like I just said. The last 48 hours, 96 hours, however far back you want to go, it's basically headline news everywhere. But for the last 48 hours, the one thing that you would have missed if you were watching MSNBC was any mention of this. The hosts of MSNBC primetime lineup have oddly avoided the scandals surrounding Smollett, staying silent. And doing that Wednesday night and Thursday night. Now, I don't know what they're planning on doing tonight, but last night and the night before, they did not say one thing about him during their high-profile shows. Not one thing. Chris Hayes, Rachel Maddow, The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell, The 11th Hour with Brian Williams, did not utter Smollett's name at all in the last two nights. Now, come on, that stinks. This is, you know, arguably the biggest story in the country, right? Maybe it's not the most... Well, it's important because It shows him to be a fool. That's not the important part. It shows him to be a moron, a borderline moron, not the important part. The important part here is that this whole race dynamic is once again being challenged in this country, and we're constantly being asked to fight for this thing, right? It's like every day bludgeoned over the head, and I will somewhere along the line in the first hour talk about all the fake stories. We didn't get a chance to run down the fake stories last night, and there are so many of them. But that's not really the important thing is that how the media here is turning their back when it's advantageous to them. So MSNBC, CNN, they have a narrative they want to follow. The narrative is let's bash Trump. There's never anything that is good that comes out of those camps, no matter what. Now, you can hate Trump, love Trump, whatever. But if you're a news organization, you've got to report the facts, I would hope. And there are times during the first 2 years President Trump has been in office that he has actually achieved some monumental things. Yet CNN, MSNBC never, ever go down those roads. They just stay away from it. So when you get a story that originally spiked a narrative that had them very, very excited, right? Oh my God, this is like, again, like seeing a unicorn. A gay black man on a hit show is attacked by a couple of white MAGA hat wearing guys with a noose and bleach. Oh my God, it's the Holy Grail. It's the greatest thing that ever happened. All the shows went with it, right? 24/7, nonstop. But what happened? Well, it wasn't true. Of course, they went with it because it was the story of the century, man. It was like finding the Holy Grail. And they were wrong again. Again, another time they were wrong. But once that narrative blew up in their face, what do? They took a couple steps back. They wanted nothing to do with it. That's not news. That's sensationalism. I mean, I'm sorry, that's garbage. Don't project or don't try to portray yourself as a news organization when in fact you're nothing more than a glamorized Entertainment Tonight, which is sort of what it's all becoming right now. So they downplay, they ignore the Jesse Smollett hate crime charges. It's politically biased. It's a journalistic choice, is what it is. They've made a choice, and the choice is, well, we're going to circle the wagons, right? We had an opportunity. We thought we were going to slay Donald Trump or another scenario where we could try to put a dagger in Trump, but this one blew up in our face. So let's take a couple steps back and, you know, do what we do best, sort of hunker down, right? Not apologizing to the Trump supporter or the folks who voted for Trump or anybody who might be walking around with a MAGA hat on. Not apologizing to them because to MSNBC or CNN or the rest are still knuckle-dragging Neanderthals. Is exactly what they are to them, right? If you're a Trump supporter, if you voted for Trump, you're a moron in their eyes. You're stupid. I mean, how dare you vote for somebody like Trump? How dare you want to change the country and go down that direction where America is first? That's not smart. That's not intelligent. That's not what they teach at college. So they decided not to cover the Smollett case, which is, to me, completely unacceptable. But if you don't know any of the story, real quick, Empire Day, he was freed on $100,000 bail. He went straight from court TV to a tearful apology to the cast and crew. Police sergeant charged Smollett on Wednesday, staging the violent attack in Chicago. He handed himself in the next morning. During his arrest, he reportedly told officers he struggled with drug abuse. I told you this yesterday. The drug angle will be brought up. And that will be a big part of this because he's going to say he was either addicted or relying on Molly, which is the street name for ecstasy. So he did a lot of ecstasy. You know, if you look at the text messages to these two guys who did this attack, he asked for ecstasy, that they actually sold him or got it for him, et cetera, et cetera. So that's going to be part of this. And if he's convicted, a drug problem can be used as a mitigating factor to lighten his sentence. You can be sure that that's going to be thrown in there. Police said the actor messaged his buddies the night before, might need you on the down low. You guys know all this. I'm just going over this real quick. Sources told TMZ Jesse arrived late on the TV series, begged his friends, begged his castmates to believe he didn't orchestrate the hoax. He then reportedly said, "I'm sorry I put you all through this, blah, blah, blah." After the emotional speech, he went on to shoot scenes for the upcoming series, but the co-star said they didn't feel... It didn't feel right. It felt like they were being stressed out. And again, earlier on Thursday, the actor was told to surrender his passport. Eventually, they decided to bounce him for the last two episodes. So whatever he shot is not going to be used. So his stuff isn't going to be used as far as any of that stuff goes. So you've got this Smollett character who was after a raise, apparently, or a bump in position. He wanted to be the star of the show. He wanted to be that star, and you know he just was ready to do anything. So the question then, too, you know, we were talking about this again today. Is he a racist because he signaled out the white folks as the bad guys with the MAGA hats? Because that's a pretty specific thing to say, right? It's a very political thing to say. There are some folks out there who say, well, yeah, he took a very political, racial point of view, perspective. And then there are other folks out there saying, no, he's just a dummy who, you know, made a bad choice and just wanted to better his career. And this was the best way he thought that he could get that done. So, what, you know, I don't know what side of the aisle you fall down on. I'm more inclined because of the people that he actually has hung out with, including Kamala Harris and Booker and some of the other high-up lefties. I think there was a lot of politics in this. And, you know, when it comes to that angle, he thought he was being really sly. He thought he was being really, really, well, one step ahead of the cops. But, listen, you don't outsmart the cops. It just doesn't work out that way. All right, so that's how we begin. We'll talk a little bit more. I'll go over some of the crimes that you may have missed, the crimes that weren't crimes. Let's put it that way, the fake racial crimes. We'll get into that. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, and a great show is called War Now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
I'm Wayne Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak the Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%. More than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Ron Corey of Tenacity fame is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Ron Corey is a great buddy of mine, and his new book is called Tenacity. That's why I say of Tenacity fame. He's one of the most tenacious human beings in the entire world. He's living the American dream. He's one of the most successful businessmen in Las Vegas, and that's saying something. And he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. He's a Vegas tough guy and former Marine who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years, but my buddy Ron is so tenacious he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, the raw story, nothing but the facts. It's called Tenacity. And it's the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood's come calling. They want to turn Ron's book into a movie. The story's so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen is already the voice of the audiobook. Michael Madsen starred Donnie Brasco, Reservoir Dogs, and Kill Bill. He's the voice of the audiobook. So go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an e-book, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. You do that at Amazon as well. Or visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, for more details. Or go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. Thank you, Ron Corey, for sponsoring this show.
Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. It is the USA Radio Network. It is the 22nd day, right, of February 2000. I put 2018 on my little schedule here. That would be wrong. That would be incorrect, see? Well, it's the end of the week. Our number is 833-927-8255. And we're talking in the first hour a little bit about Jesse Smollett. Well, more than a little bit about him, but we're kind of blasting through the first hour with him. And you know, we'll move to some different stuff. But we'll grab a couple of calls. We'll try to squeeze in a couple here. We're going to go out to Connecticut, where Leo is waiting. Leo, welcome to War Now.
Hey, Lee. Nice to talk to you.
You too, my friend. How are you?
I'm well. You know, Lee, I'm pig-biting mad about the development with this guy, Jesse Smalls, and the whole slant of the country because of the Me Too movement. And you know, everybody's at fault. No one can say anything without offending someone and hurting someone's feelings. Lee, we have gone diametric from what we should be in this country. And this is a perfect example. This guy hires two individuals to make him look like he was, you know, harassed and discriminated against and everything else. It's part of a left-wing undercurrent movement. And these people that are anti-Trump, anti, you know, what's right, right-wing, or whatever you want to call it, will go to no level to try to, you know, achieve what they want. And it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Can you imagine, Leo, can you imagine if it was reversed? I mentioned this last night. Can you imagine if it were me saying, you know, a couple of illegal Mexican guys beat me up and, you know, threw a something, well, whatever, threw a bunch of bricks at me from the wall. I mean, it would be chaos, right?
And this is my point. You know, with these comforters of, you know, of inequity and inequality, they would have nothing to say. Meanwhile, there are good, God-fearing American citizens who have been discriminated against, and if they made a complaint, they'd be poo-pooed, they'd be put off to the side.
Right.
You know, I think, Lee, we've gone, you know, in the American way is try to help the underdog.
Yes.
But the underdog now has become ingratuitous. And what we have here is, just a flip-flop of really what's right and what's wrong.
I think that's a great way to put it.
And the more it's tolerated, the worse off we're going to be. And you know what? I mean, you know, Ocasio-Cortez and these people are completely out of their mind, and the Democrats, for them to support these people, are imbeciles. I there's no other term to express it.
Hey, Leo, I got to run. At the bottom of the hour is coming, but I'll leave you with these words of wisdom. Anyway, I once had a friend named Mo Kelly. He said, "You know how you fix this stuff? A swift kick in the pants." That's how you you straighten out some of these folks. And again, I don't know, maybe we're getting to that point where we need to start giving some folks a swift kick in the pants. Get back to that again. All right, listen, we got to get to the bottom of the hour. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. It's the USA Radio Network across the country on War Now.
For a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaking at the White House about a possible trade deal between the United States and China.
Well, I think I can speak for the United States. The question is an interesting one. Is it more likely that a deal happens or doesn't happen? Speaking for the United States, I would say it's probably more likely that a deal does happen. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
A spokesperson for New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is denying that he engaged in any illegal activity. Kraft is charged with 2 counts of soliciting prostitution in Jupiter, Florida. Now, this was all part of a prostitution and human trafficking sting operation. Jupiter, Florida Police Chief Daniel Kerr.
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution.
And the Dow closed up for the 9th straight week, today breaking the 26,000 barrier to close at 26,032. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry buy MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love our Tangible Investments because everybody knows that gold and silver are worth their weight in gold when the whole world is awash in debt. I mean, just awash in debt. Every country, every continent is awash in debt. China is in so much trouble. Japan is in so much trouble. Europe is in so much trouble. You know what's going on in Venezuela and Latin America. You know what's going on in Mexico. And you know what's going on in the United States. Debt, debt, debt. United States up to $22 trillion in debt. Very scary. Tangible Investments is there as your antidote. They are the gold and silver people. And they love people who understand gold and silver. So if you're a qualified client who's bought gold or silver before and you have a receipt to prove it, Tangible will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. By the way, the whole thing with radio is everybody offers you something free. I'll give you a booklet free. I'll give you a book free. I'll give you a $2 coin for free. These guys are willing to give you a $199 American Gold Eagle free, not for buying, just for calling, if you could prove you're a qualified client, you've ever bought gold or silver before. So respond. And they're friends of the show, and they take good care of Wayne Root and the Wayne Allen Root Show. Tangible Investments is at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Give them a ring, 800-780-9000. They've done billions of dollars in transactions, and they can show you how to protect your assets, 800-780-9000.
All right, welcome back. It is Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network. Our number is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you, the most caller-friendly show in America. In fact, we will talk to Wayne at the top of the third hour. So if you're calling from the East Coast, that would be like 805, 806. If you're out there on the left coast, what would that be, 506? Prime time in the afternoon, we'll chat with Wayne about his surgery. He had he had a procedure done yesterday. He's doing great, and he wants to tell everybody how fantastic it is to, I guess, wake up from anesthesia. I think the first time I woke up from anesthesia, I've only had a couple surgeries. I've had a ton. I've had maybe half a dozen, but it was a strange sensation for me. Anyway, I don't know, maybe Wayne has a different story, but we'll find out in the top of the third hour. All right, let's grab a couple of calls. Out to Long Island we go, and our good friend Chet is calling. Chet, good evening. You're on War Now.
Hey, Lee, I guess Jesse Smollett's thanking his lucky stars that Robert Kraft got a prostitute. It finally got him out of the headlines a little bit there. No, but seriously, yeah. Through this whole thing, through Jesse Smollett, I couldn't scroll through Facebook or Twitter without seeing his face.
Right.
It was insane. I've never seen anything like it. It was wild.
And how does MSNBC not cover the story two nights in a row, if that's the case?
I was thinking about that. You went over that, and it's amazing how the left-stream media was really rooting for this story to be true.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted it so badly for it to be a MAGA-supporting white supremacist that tried to tie a noose around this guy's neck. Think about that for a second.
No question.
They didn't. You think you would root for it not to be that, right?
Of course.
I mean, you would hope that these progressives would want this to not exist in our country. No, they want it to exist. They look for this stuff when it's not even there, Lee. And, you know, that's the same exact thing that they got caught up with when they went after these Covington High School students, when they painted them as little Adolf Hitler. Actually, there's a little kid, I don't know if you saw this story, that was selling hot cocoa to raise money for the wall, and the left gave him the moniker of Little Hitler.
Oh, I did not see that. No, Jesus.
Yeah, he's I'm thinking it was in Tennessee. Anyway, he was selling hot chocolate, and it said money going towards the wall, and they started calling him Little Hitler.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's so, you know, it's scary.
It's hateful.
Because it feels it's hateful. It is.
Hateful.
It is really hateful. And it feels like if you support the president or you're a conservative, you're already painted with this broad brush of being this white supremacist KKK Nazi, when we know that they're the real fascists. They're the ones with the hate in their heart.
Right.
I have never met somebody in a MAGA hat, and I've met them when I've gone to events at your radio productions before over in Connecticut and all throughout the country. I've never met one of them that have that type of hate in their heart. Not one.
You know, here's the question.
So what am I missing?
Well, here's the question that maybe somebody out there can answer for me. So Chet's making some great points, and I guess when we hear in a big, the conservative side or the right side, the Republican side, whatever you want to call it, when we hear a big story, let's say there's a terrible shooting somewhere and somebody's shooting up a mall, do you think, Chet, right away, are you hoping that it's a Muslim or a Mexican illegal? Are you hoping any of those things are actually the case? Because I'm not. I'm hoping that they,
no.
You know, they kill whoever's doing the shooting and they, you know, they drag them out and save as many people as they can. I'm not thinking that there's a political motive to a shooting. I'm thinking to myself, well, stop this guy, whoever this lunatic is, kill him and save everybody. I think the left immediately thinks in a situation like what happened with Smollett is, man, that's great. That's so great that it's two white guys with MAGA hats on. We can run with this all day and all night. I really believe that they do that. I do.
Well, they feel like they have Trump on the ropes then. I will say, when I see things like that happen in the country or throughout Europe, in the back of my head, I might think it's a Muslim because I see that happening.
But you're not rooting. You're not rooting for it. You're not rooting for it. Right.
If I was rooting for that, I would be rooting for those people to get shot. So basically, what the left is saying is they don't give a damn about Jesse Smollett. They just want him to be a sacrificial lamb in their pawn of politics. And
right.
They want him to be that because they hate Donald Trump that much, not because they like Jesse Smollett that much.
Well, see, the thing, too, the other part of this, Chet, is that he is, like as I said earlier, he is like the Indian banging on the drum. He is a perfect symbol for that left movement. They would have loved this to be true because, man, where do you find a gay black man who is already a built-in star who gets attacked? God, there's so much ammunition there. And the other one was, oh man, an indigenous American Indian who was bullied by a bunch of MAGA hat wearing kids. There were two perfect stories that blew up in their face.
They couldn't have created two better characters.
Right.
And, you know, and I know you need to get going, but I saw Van Jones on CNN saying that this guy was an icon on par with Jackie Robinson. And he said, well, he's black and he's gay. And I'm like, wait a second. Does that really, what does it matter that he's black and he's gay? What if he was black and not gay, or he was gay and he's not black? That makes it any less of an incident? I mean, these guys are sick.
Right. Chet, thank you, man. Enjoy the weekend. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Connecticut, where Rocky is waiting in the wings. Rocky, good evening. You're on War Now.
Good evening, Lee. Always listening to you in the morning, and then wait out at Alan Root in this evening. And the topic tonight, you're asking why some TV outlets are not talking about it. These are no longer, how many more proofs do we need? These outfits are no longer journalists. They're activists. They don't report the news. They want to mold the news according to their ideology.
Right.
They are left-wing fanatics. They're activists. And including in the FBI. These are not the typical honorable FBI people that you would, they would themselves say, no, we can't get into this. We can't get into that. They're just strictly law enforcement. No, they're not. They're activists. Do you remember Donna Brazil?
Yeah.
Do you remember Donna Brazil when she gave the questions to the Clinton campaign?
Mm-hmm.
Is she a journalist? She's not a journalist.
No.
She never was. She's an activist in a position of, right?
Yeah, no, not in that case. She certainly is not, of course.
I know, because I attended some of your programs, debates for gubernatorial race. Would you ever even think? Now, you may like one candidate versus another. Your personal opinion, obviously, is private. But I don't believe you would ever think of giving the questions ahead of time of one of the candidates. You wouldn't do that. It's not honorable.
No, in fact, Rocky, and I'm glad you brought that up. Those of you who don't, obviously you don't all follow what happens here in Connecticut, but my home station is in Connecticut, and I ran a gubernatorial debate, and listen, there was a lot of pressure from some of the candidates to get some of the topics, if not some of the questions, and that was a deal breaker. So no, of course not. If you have any ethics in you, you don't do it. It's as simple as that.
Right, but see, the left does not have honor, they don't have integrity, and they're all bunch of wicked and proof time and time again in these events with the just what's happening lately and what's happened to the young kids in Washington, D.C. with the drum beating left-wing nuts. I mean, time and time again, we have to realize don't take it just because they say they're journalists. They're not. Thank you, Lee.
Rocky, enjoy your weekend. Thank you for calling in. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And always bringing a lot of great points to the table. So, Rocky, don't be a stranger to this show or my show in the morning. Always a pleasure. Listen, it is just a beautiful Friday night. I don't know where. Well, I guess it's not. Maybe it may not be beautiful where you are. It's beautiful here. A little cold. But if you want to weigh in, whether you're calling from Vegas or Dallas or New York, San Antonio, St. Louis, anywhere in between, across this great country of ours, the number is 833-WAR-TALK. We'll continue to take some phone calls. We'll continue to talk about this Smollett case at least a little bit longer. And we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You want to be healthier? It all starts with a good night's rest. Well, MyPillow will help you. Go to MyPillow.com. You'll get free shipping when you click on their four-pack special. That's two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Click on the four-pack special at MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special. Use promo code USA.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Synagenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Liberty Health Share. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution. And that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. Basically, what it is an alternative to health insurance. It's not health insurance. It's a Christian health sharing organization. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you'll access health care. You do it today, as in this second, or maybe after the show, or 2 o'clock in the morning, or 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, because there are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member, and my children are members. It's my third year with Liberty Health Share. I saved $18,000 the first year. I saved $18,000 the second year. I'm talking about with the monthly payments. And there will be an $18,000 savings in year number three. You add it up. That's $54,000 over 3 years. How many of you could use an extra $54,000? And I had three doctor visits in December, and all three took Liberty Health Share. I was shocked. And actually, they all said to me, oh, no, everyone's starting to take them. They actually said that in the doctor's office. And there was no fee for any of those three visits. They were considered wellness visits. I did not pay a copay. And it starts at a miraculous $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's the way healthcare should be. So for more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we are changing healthcare for good. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Liberty Health Share.
Okay, welcome back. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in one more day. for Wayne Allyn Root, but Wayne will join us in the third hour of the program. So I'm sure you're jonesing for Wayne, right? You're shaking. We're getting some calls, you know, in between the breaks, and people are like, "Where's Wayne? Where's Wayne?" So anyway, we're bringing him to you in the third hour of the program at like 5 minutes after the hour. So we'll get a sort of a complete once over as far as what it was like to get the beat up a little bit and have the surgery. So we're looking forward to that, talking to Wayne in the third hour of the program. So, you know, for the most part here, the first hour, it's been all Smollett. So let me at least finish up on this. And then when we come back, I was going to kind of move to a different topic, but I do want to go over some of these fake crimes that have been committed, not really even committed, but they said that they had gotten attacked, people had gotten attacked, and they never did. So I want to get into that a little bit in the second hour. And, of course, take as many phone calls as we can, as always, 833-927-8255. But just to finish up on some of the particulars with Smollett, and he actually sent himself a fake letter, right? He wrote a letter to himself, essentially, or sent the letter to himself, essentially, calling himself names, racial names. He was slammed by the Chicago police chief for taking advantage of the pain and anger of racism to boost his career and earnings, and then using a noose is like the worst possible thing you could possibly do. He faces actually 3 years in jail, depending upon what they end up, they could eventually charge him with more things, because once you start getting into mailing stuff around, that becomes a federal crime. It's a whole different thing. You may have missed this, but President Trump tweeted a response to the whole situation. He said, "What about MAGA and the tens of millions of people who you insulted with your racist and dangerous comments?" That was what Trump said to him, and he's right on that. He's 100% right. This could have been an incredibly dangerous situation, and just by luck, nobody went out there and reacted to this in the first 48 hours. CCTV footage emerged showing the two brothers with the links to Smollett buying ski masks and bandanas and hats that said MAGA on them, of course. And they got a check written out to these guys. It's just one thing after another. So it's just a matter of putting all these things together, and it certainly doesn't look good for the actor. But again, I'll stand by the idea that there's already people in Hollywood, already people on the talk show circuit, already people in the media who are beginning to feel bad, right, for him. Already, they're feeling sorry. And what comes after sorry? Well, sorry, they got sympathy. You got, let's try to make it right for the poor guy. Let's give him a second chance. Second chances always come. Of course, that is what's going to happen. He's going to get a second chance. You're going to see him on some show somewhere along the line. And to me, I never am anti-second chance for folks. If you haven't really harmed somebody, physically harmed somebody, I am for a second chance, right? I mean, if you were young and you did stupid things, we're all young and we all do stupid things. I mean, I raised my hand and I was young and I did stupid things. And, of course, you want a second or third chance when you do dumb things, as long as you're not hurting somebody, physically hurting somebody. But in this case, you know, he crossed the line because he really gambled people's lives on this nonsense, right? He gambled your safety on nonsense. And depending upon where you live across the country, you very well could have been a target of an attack in response to this idiot and what he did. And again, one more time, the Empire producers removed the character from the final two episodes. So as far as Empire goes, at least for this season, you've seen the last of Jesse Smollett. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. Don't forget, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you. Any topic is up for grabs. I want to come back and talk about some of the fake stories that have come out of this, and then we'll move from that. John LeBoutelier will join me in this hour as well, upcoming hour. He's a former congressman. We're going to talk sports, just sports tonight with him. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ooh.